Track 3, Bob's Brain Teaser Quiz. Yes, it's quiz time, and this month it's a quiz about food and drink. Hooray! At last, a subject which I feel more confident with. I have high hopes of this one. Here's Maggie with your questions, and good luck.
Hello, quiz fans. Welcome to a special edition of Quizzical Facts about, wait for it, food and drink. Now, we all love a nibble of food and a slurp of drink, or two. But how much do we know about culinary treats from other countries? Or how to mix a cocktail or two? Well, let's test our knowledge with these 10 questions. As usual, the answers will be given on a later track, and no extra points for rumbling tummies or tipsy teeners. Question 1. Used in pudding, what is the starch extracted from the root of the cassava known as? These aren't as easy as I thought. So, I'll repeat the question. Used in pudding, what is the starch extracted from the root of the cassava known as? Question 2. Which beer refreshes the parts other beers cannot reach? That's an old advert. Come on. Which beer refreshes the parts other beers cannot reach? Question 3. Which nation produces the most coffee? That's which nation produces the most coffee? Question 4. Stargazy pie, where the pastry crust has the fish heads protruding through, thus appearing to be gazing skyward, is traditionally from which English county? Which English county is stargazy pie traditionally from? Question 5. In which part of the world would you most likely be if you were having a clootie dumpling? That's where would you be if you were having a clootie dumpling? Question 6. Shakers at the ready. What is the base spirit in a Tom Collins cocktail? A Tom Collins. I can hear the ice cubes clinking away in the glass right now. Question 7. Along with berries and their juice, what is the main ingredient of a summer pudding? What makes the pud in a summer pudding? Question 8. Stollen is a traditional sweetened bread from which country? That's which country is stollen traditionally from? Penultimate question now. Question 9. Let's cross the border into Scotland. What is unusual about a lawn sausage? A lawn sausage? And finally, question 10. Which Mexican dish is named after a small donkey? That's which Mexican dish is named after a small donkey? As usual, you can listen again to these questions before testing yourself with the answers which follow on a later track. Plenty of quizzical quandaries and brow furrowing and wrinkle-inducing puzzlement to get your grey matter working. I'm off to mix a Tom Collins. Get the cocktail shaker out, Tim. I'll catch you later. Bye.
Thank you, Maggie. We'll look forward to the answers later on. Oh, by the way, did I mention that I was on a diet? Yes, a seafood diet. I see food and I eat it. Moving swiftly on,